Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, August 15th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers wound up splitting that four-game series with the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field thanks to Mike Fiers, called up from AAA Nashville to jump into the rotation after Matt Garza went down. Fiers was brilliant for the Brewers in a 6-2 victory at Wrigley Field. He went six shutout innings, allowed only three hits, and struck out a career-high 14.
You definitely noticed. I mean, I definitely knew I was striking out a bunch of guys, but the number I didn't know, but I knew it was definitely getting up there later in the game.
Fiers struck out the side three times, leading the Brewers to the win. But Scooter Jeanette delivered a two-run double in the first off Edwin Jackson. Chris Davis hit a solo home run. Jackson took the loss, giving up five runs. Mark Reynolds added a solo shot late. The only Cubs offense, Chris Valleca with a two-run single off Zach Duke in the seventh. Manager Ron Renicki says, "We were impressive on the mound and at the plate.
We scored some, but we squared up a lot of baseballs today. Our offense was outstanding today. Not as good maybe the last three innings, but Gomez had four good at-bats today. Parra had four good at-bats and didn't get a hit."
Brewers now 67-55, remain two games up in the National League Central Division, and now head to Los Angeles for a big weekend series with the Western Division leading Dodgers. Jimmy Nelson and Zach Greinke in the opener. Dodgers coming off a good trip, beat Atlanta 6-4. Adrian Gonzalez with three RBIs. Manager Don Mattingly says that was a nice finish to the road swing.
"I feel better, you know, now. I think this trip turns into a good one. Today, if you lose this game today, it costs you half a game, right? So I like the way we were able to come here and get three out of four."
St. Louis Cardinals now in second place in the NL Central. They beat San Diego 4-3. John Jay, a two-run double in the bottom of the eighth. Pittsburgh Pirates drop into third place, 2.5 games back. The Tigers, a winner, 5-2, as Max Scherzer went eight innings, allowed three hits, and he struck out 14. He enjoyed finishing off the Pirate hitters.
"You know, I have the stuff to be able to put you away. Even when you're, you know, having early success, you can't let up off the gas. You have to be relentless and keep attacking the zone. And I thought I did a pretty good job of that today."
Elsewhere, the Nationals beat the Mets 4-1 to complete a sweep. Washington now up 6 in the East. Miami over Arizona 5-4 in 10 innings. Marcelo Zuna with a walk-off double. Rockies beat the Reds 7-3. Charlie Culberson with a 3-run home run. The American League, Kansas City beat Oakland 7-5, scoring five runs in the seventh. Royals sizzling, won 10 out of 11. Boston beat Houston 9-4, scoring seven runs in the sixth. Evan Longoria with a two-run home run carried Tampa Bay over Texas by a 6-3 count. Major League Baseball has a new boss after a day-long meeting. Owners yesterday elected MLB's Chief Operating Officer Rob Manfred to succeed Bud Selig as commissioner.
"I have to say I'm tremendously honored by the confidence that the owners showed in me today, electing me to be the 10th commissioner of baseball."
In minor league baseball, Clinton routed the Timber Rattlers 10-0, scoring six runs in the sixth. Rattlers held to six hits in the game. They're now three back of Kane County for first in the second half standings, but they host the Cougars for three this weekend, beginning Friday night. Northeast Wisconsin League Championship Series underway. Menasha beating the Sheboygan A's in game one, 4-3. Scored twice in the first, twice in the second. A's closed to within one, had runners in scoring position in three of the last four innings, but couldn't get it even. Game two in Sheboygan at Wildwood at 7:30 on Friday night. If necessary, game three would be back in Menasha Saturday afternoon. Green Bay Packers heading to St. Louis to take on the Rams in preseason test number two. It's a 3:00 kickoff from the Edward Jones Dome, and head coach Mike McCarthy says playing in a dome, just like playing in a pouring rain last week in Tennessee, is a hard to practice but helpful preseason environment.
"Absolutely. I know in early years I prefer just to always, you know, play all four preseason games on grass. And really what I've learned is it's been good to go down and play St. Louis because, you know, obviously you have to go to Minnesota, obviously in Detroit. So I think it's good that we get inside for one game." And
even though the first cut of training camp does not come until after the third preseason game, General Manager Ted Thompson will be watching very closely, and he wants the young guys to keep it relaxed.
"I'd like to see them run around, have some fun, enjoy playing the game. Don't forget that it's still a game, and do the best they can."
Chicago Bears beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in a preseason game Thursday night in Chicago, 20-19. The Bears' backups come to the rescue, outscoring the Jags 13-0 in the fourth quarter. Washington Post is reporting the NFL is considering tougher penalties for domestic violence incidents. A first-game suspension would be 4 to 6 games. Second incident could land a season-long suspension, according to the Post. This after the league came under criticism for suspending Ray Rice 2 games for domestic violence incident involving his then-fiancée, now-wife, back in February. Tony Stewart will not be racing this weekend in the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at the Michigan International Speedway on Sunday. He was involved in an accident on a dirt track in upstate New York last Saturday night that claimed the life of 20-year-old driver Kevin Ward Jr. And it's a major for the ladies this weekend. The LPGA Championship underway. Lexi Thompson and Mina Lee share the first-round lead at 6 under par, 66. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.